Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullets Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of triceps brachii found under the anatomy section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction to the triceps brachii. The origin of the triceps for the long head is at the infraglenoid tubercle of the scapula. For the lateral head, it is on the posterior surface of the humerus and it is superior to the radial groove. For the medial head, it is on the posterior surface of the humerus, but it is inferior to the radial groove. It inserts on the proximal end of the olecranon process of the ulna and the fascia of the forearm. With regards to its action, remember that it is the chief extensor of the elbow, and the long head steadies the head of the abducted humerus. With regards to its innervation, the triceps is innervated by the radial nerve, which receives input from the C6, C7, and C8 nerve roots. And lastly, in terms of its arterial supply, remember that the triceps is supplied by branches of the deep brachial artery. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to triceps brachii, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 61-year-old man presents to his primary care physician with a 3-week history of left arm numbness and weakness. He says that his left arm has been intermittently tingling for several months, but he attributed it to strain and aging. He began to become concerned when he realized that his left arm was significantly weaker than his right arm. He also endorses neck and arm pain over the same time period. On physical exam, he is found to have weakness with elbow extension, as well as with wrist flexion. Downward compression of his head when it is rotated and bent to the left side recapitulates the symptoms he experiences. A problem with which of the following intervertebral segments best explains this patient's symptoms? And the answer choices are choice 1, C4 to C5, choice 2, C5 to C6, choice 3, C6 to C7, choice 4, C7 to T1, or choice 5, T1 to T2. The best answer to this question is choice 3, C6 to C7. This patient who is experiencing unilateral weakness of the left triceps and wrist flexors and has a positive Sperling sign, which is when downward vertical compression of the head after rotating and bending it to the affected side reproduces symptoms, most likely has a C7 reticulopathy caused by herniation of the C6 to C7 intervertebral disc. Intervertebral disc herniations lead to impingement of the nerve roots that exit the spinal canal at that level. This disease can therefore present with unilateral reticulopathies that result in pain, weakness, and loss of reflexes in the muscles governed by that nerve root. Importantly, cervical disc herniation leads to impingement of the lower nerve root until the cervical to thoracic transition. For example, a C6 to C7 disc herniation will affect the C7 nerve root that supplies the triceps and wrist flexors. Herniation at this level will therefore present with weakness of elbow extension and wrist flexion, as well as decreased triceps reflexes. The Sperling sign can confirm reticulopathy, and it involves downward vertical compression of the head after rotating and bending it to the affected side. The maneuver works because cervical compression will lead to increased impingement of the affected nerve root. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1, C4 to C5 will impinge the C5 nerve root, which will present with weakness of the deltoid and biceps muscles. Patients will therefore have difficulty with shoulder abduction and elbow flexion. Choice 2, C5 to C6 will impinge the C6 nerve root, which will present with weakness of the biceps and wrist extensor muscles. Patients will therefore have difficulty with elbow flexion and wrist extension. Choice 4, C7 to T1 will impinge the C8 nerve root, which will present with weakness of finger flexor muscles. Patients will therefore have difficulty with grip strength. Choice 5, T1 to T2 will impinge the T1 nerve root, which will present with weakness of the interosseous muscles of the hand. Patients will therefore have difficulty with abduction and adduction of the fingers. Finally, a bullet summary. The C7 nerve root supplies the triceps, wrist flexor muscles, and finger extensor muscles. That's all for this review about triceps brachii. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullet Step 1 Podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullet Step 1 Podcast.